Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Zhiyuan from Tsinghua University. My work is about an out-of-core graph processing system, which focuses on screening out all the value of loaded data. This paper is a joint work with the University of Southern California. Xue Haiqian is from University of Southern California, and others are from Tsinghua University. Okay, the graph processing is a very hot topic recently. Many out-of-core graph processing systems have been proposed since 2012. Due to a limitation of memory size, they need to store most of graph data on disk. Because the disk I/O is a bottleneck, they mainly focus on avoiding random access to the disk. However, we find they following a wrong trade-off. They improve the local I/O locality at the cost of increasing the total amount of disk I/O. Therefore, we propose a novel out-of-core graph processing system, CLIP, which explores a different trade-off, least amount of I/O rather than better locality. CLIP focuses on screening out all the value of loaded data, which can achieve up to tens or sometimes even thousands of times speed up. However, what's the meaning of screening out all the value of loaded data? It is like screening lemons. The lemon is similar to the loaded data in memory. For the prior systems, they squeeze very gently. Obviously, it requires many iterations to squeeze out all the juice of this lemon. On contrast, CLIP squeezes very hard each time. So after a few iterations, the lemon will be dry. Okay, but how does the CLIP work? First of all, let's clarify one of two shortcomings of prior systems. The first is the processing order. This finger is the main workflow of prior systems. The edges are divided into many blocks. After that, loading blocks in specific order, and each of the loaded block is processed by the user-defined function. Unfortunately, the order is not flexible. Each edge is only processed once. After it, this block will be dropped. However, the loaded blocks still have surplus value, which need to be proposed in next iteration. The second is the constrained program model. No matter the vertex-centric or the edge-centric program model, the user-defined function is only allowed to access the neighborhood of its corresponding input vertex or edge. As we can see from this slide, the FV function can only access the value of vertex A, B, and C. For FE function, the neighborhood or sometimes only the endpoint of this edge are allowed. So what's the effect? It constrains user to use more efficient algorithms to solve the graph processing problem. Okay. However, CLIP overcomes these two shortcomings. At first, we provide a more flexible execution order, which is named loaded data reentry. Processing the loaded data multiple times rather than only once. Second, the second is we have a more expressive program model, which is named beyond the neighborhood. The user-defined function is allowed to update an arbitrary vertex property rather than only its neighborhood. In order to explain these two principles, reentry of loaded data and beyond the neighborhood, in more details, I use SSP and WCC as two examples respectively. Okay, I will introduce the reentry of loaded data first. It's a very simple idea. I will use the SSP application as an example. In graph theory, the shortest path problem is the problem of finding a path between two vertices in a graph, such that the sum of the width of its constituent edges is minimized. The example graph has six vertices and six edges. The edges will be loaded one by one in specific order, from edge 1 to edge 6. We need to calculate the shortest path from vertex 1. For the prior systems, each edge is only processed once. Okay, let's take a look at the whole computation process. The memory can only store two edges. Before the iteration, the vertex property is initialized to 0 for vertex 1 and infinity for the others. First, edge 1 and edge 2 are loaded into memory and processed once. Because there is an edge pointing from vertex 1 to vertex 6, the property of vertex 6 will be updated to 1. Then the second block will be loaded and processed once, but do nothing. Finally, the last block is loaded, since there is an edge pointing from vertex 6 to vertex 5, the property of vertex 5 will be updated to 2. Then the iteration 2 is similar to iteration 1, which will each block will be loaded into memory and processed. Only the second block is helpful, and the other block will be ignored. After the process, the property of vertex 4 is updated to 3. Obviously, since only one vertex property is updated in each iteration, this algorithm will be terminated after 4 iterations. So the total amount of disk I/O is 4 times the size of E. Similar to prior systems, CLIP uses the same relation-based algorithm. However, we provide a more flexible execution order, processing the loaded data multiple times rather than only once. At first, the block 1 will be loaded into memory and processed once. The property of vertex 6 will be updated to 1. Next, it will process again. However, due to no vertices are updated, this block will be dropped. Since no vertices are updated, the second block is only processed once. The last block is more powerful. The property of vertex 5 is updated to 2 after the first pass, the property of vertex 4 is updated to 3 after the second pass. The second iteration also follows the principle of processing multiple times. However, only the second block is valuable. After the first pass, the property of vertex 3 is updated to 4, and the property of vertex 2 will be updated on the next traversal. Thanks to the re-entry strategy, the number of iterations is reduced to 2. Therefore, the total amount of disk I/O is reduced to 2 times size of E, which has been doubled compared with prior systems. For beyond the neighborhood, I take WCC as an example. The weakly connected component problem is the problem of calculating the number of connected components on the undirected graph. For the prior system, they use a label propagation-based algorithm. Its principle is to transfer the minimum of connected components to the worst connected component, such as the example graph. The minimum value 1 and 2 need to be propagated to other vertices in their connected components respectively. But for CLIP, user can use the more efficient algorithm, the disjoint set. Disjoint set, also named the unified set, is a data structure that keeps track of a set of elements partitioned into a number of disjoint subsets. It supports two useful operations. The first is find way, which returns an element from which subset that serves as the subset's representative. In the example graph, where vertex A and B is the representative of the two subsets. And the second is the union U and V, which joins the vertex U and the vertex V into a single subset. For each edge, it first checks whether the points belong to the same subset by comparing the results of the function find. If not, it will use the function union to join the two disjoint subsets. Since the find function recursively finds its parents, it will access an arbitrary vertex rather than its neighborhood. So this algorithm cannot be implemented by prior systems. Okay. At first, I will introduce the label propagation-based algorithm used by prior system in detail. The example graph has 4 vertices and 6 edges. Before the iteration, the property of each vertex is assigned to its own ID. Then the block 1 is loaded into memory. Since there is an edge pointing from vertex 2 to vertex 3, and the property of vertex 2 is smaller, the vertex 3 updates its property to 2. Similar, the property of vertex 2 is updated to 1. Okay, after that, the block is dropped and the next block is loaded. The vertex 4 updates its property to 2 because there is an edge pointing from vertex 3 to vertex 4. Unfortunately, after the first iteration, only a property of vertex 2 has reached the final result. So another iteration is required. In the next iteration, the property of vertex 3 and vertex 4 will be updated to 1. Obviously, the total amount of disk IO is 2 times size of E. Okay, thanks to break the neighborhood constraint, CLIP supposed user to use more efficient algorithm, disjoint set. At the beginning of our algorithm, each vertex belongs to a unique disjoint subset. During the execution, the first edge read is 2, 1. So their subsets are unit by pointing vertex 2's array to vertex 1. In the second step, edge 2, 3 is read and their subsets are also unit. By going toward upstream of vertex 2's array, we can find that its representative is 1. As a result, the union is performed by pointing vertex 2's array to vertex 1. Similarly, the array of vertex 4 is redirected to vertex 1 after reading edge 2, 4, 3. Eventually, all arrays point to vertex 1, and hence we found that there is only one weakly connected component in the graph. As we can imagine, this disjoint set-based algorithm always requires only one iteration to calculate the WCC for an arbitrary graph. That it leads to much less work than the original label propagation-based algorithm. Okay, for the convenience of users, we have designed a very simple program model. The CLIP only has 3 functions needed to be implemented: sorting edges, iterating vertices, and iterating edges. But different from the prior systems, CLIP provides the value of all vertices to user rather than only its neighborhood. It is worth mentioning that the two principles are suited for many applications. They can be divided into 2 categories. The first category is async applications, which includes SSP, BFS, and other algorithms like database, PRank, and so on. For this kind of applications, the same relation-based algorithm can be implemented with CLIP as in prior systems. The only difference is that the user of CLIP can inform the system to enable loaded data reentry. The second category is beyond neighborhood applications, including WCC, MS, MCST, graph streaming algorithms, and so on. However, it requires users to develop new algorithms to achieve the best performance. One should notice that for each application, we use neither reentry or beyond the neighborhood, so that there is no need for a piecewise breakdown of the performance gain. Next, we present our evaluation results on CLIP and compare it with the state-of-the-art systems, Xtreme and Grid Graph. For every comparison with Xtreme and Grid Graph, we test 3 different scenarios. The first one is all in memory. The memory limit is set to 32 gigabytes so that most of the tested data sets can be fully contained in memory. The second one is thermic external, where the memory limit is enough for holding all the vertices but not all the edges. The last one is external, where the memory limit is extremely small so that even vertices cannot be fully held in memory. Okay. All our experiments are performed on a single machine that is equipped with 2 Intel Xeon CPU. Each has 8 cores, a 32 gigabyte DRAM, and a standard 1 terabyte SSD. Firstly, we use 2 applications, SSP and BFS, to evaluate the impact of loaded data reentry technique. All of them can be solved by relation-based algorithms. As we can see from the results, CLIP can achieve 1.8 times to 14 times speed up on the out-of-core scenario because the number of iterations is reduced significantly. Besides, we also evaluate the amount of disk IO and the different MRT values. As we can see from the finger on the left, the amount of disk I/O is extremely small compared with other systems on different data size. Moreover, we allow users to specify a maximum entry times, which is the maximum number of times that the loaded data block will be processed in memory. The value modules the trade-off between global updating and local updating, as it in fact depends not only on the property of input graph, but also on the type of application. There is no role for calculating the best MRT. But according to our experience, heuristically setting MRT from 5 to 10 is usually enough for producing a performance that is matchable with the best possible result. For example, all the values we reported in is mirrored at MRT equals 5. Secondly, we use WCC and MIS application to evaluate the effect of beyond the neighborhood technique. It is worth mentioning that CLIP can achieve a significant speed up. It is up to 4,000 times faster than prior system for WCC application on DMX graph, because the DMX graph is a road network which has a large diameter. It needs a lot of iteration to reach the termination for the prior systems. However, as we can see from the number of iterations table, CLIP only needs one iteration compared with other systems. As a result, CLIP greatly reduces the execution time. Because the pre-processing also consumes time, we evaluate the sorting time at the same time. Also, sometimes the pre-processing time is longer than the execution time. It is still worthwhile in terms of total execution time. Even with the pre-processing time, the total execution time of CLIP is also 19 times faster than grid graph and 23 times faster than Xtreme. Not to mention that the pre-processing cost can be amortized by reusing the results. As a conclusion, CLIP is a novel out-of-core graph processing system designed with the principle of screening out all the value of loaded data. We have two techniques, re-entry of loaded data and beyond the neighborhood. Our experiment results show that CLIP is up to tens or sometimes even thousands of times faster than existing works, Xtreme and grid graph. That's all, thank you.
This is Pradeep from George Washington University.
Okay.
So I see you have two techniques, but looks like the few algorithmic enhancements that you did are very much already in the literature. So for example, WCC that you talked about has already been talked in Hot OS 15 or 14 sometime. It's called cost paper. They said that existing work are not efficient enough, and they are able to beat that number by using just a single thread in a simple laptop. Okay. And possibly your WCC is also on that. And the second, this was clarification. Second question is, you are using only one SSD, so it's okay to process the same data multiple times. But what happens if you have multiple SSDs or maybe newer NVMe devices where the throughput is like so large that if you process same data two or three times, maybe your algorithm becomes compute bound and may not be able to saturate SSDs. And in that case, other algorithms or other people's work, such as flash graph, might beat your number. So how do you react to this question?
Okay, so first question, you mean the WCC, why we have a so significant speed up, or why we mix on the DMX graph?
Okay, so the first thing
so
I...
First question, so
what's yeah, first question was with respect to WCC. There was already a workshop paper in Hot OS 15, I believe. The name of the paper is Cost. It's from McSherry. You can read that. And they already said that existing implementation in like grid graph or many like GraphQL and other things, they are not implemented good enough. So even they beat their number using just a single thread. So this was there was no question in that. The question is actually the second one, where you said you want to process same data multiple times. Right.
Okay. Sorry, I'm not clearly your questions.
Yeah, they also equal.
A long explanation. Okay. But I want to say some limitation of this WCC. You mean it? The limitation?
Maybe we can talk offline.
Okay, okay.
I think there's a few echo there, which actually makes listening a little bit tough.
Okay. Sorry.
So I have a question. So you do show now the performance compared to hard disks, and you still see better performance. I just wanted to understand, where do you attribute the most amount of gain from? Like, how much is changes in hardware technology, like going from SSDs to NVMe? Like, if you go to something like 3D XPoint, is that going to buy you a lot more benefit with your technique, or just, you know, how do you expect the performance to get affected? So, as the storage technologies change, you go from hard drives to SSDs, and then you talk about persistent memory solutions where, you know, you start, you can do more random accesses, and locality is less of a problem. So how do you, you know, are you going to see a lot more benefits, or have you already maximized what?
In fact, so the SSD and the HDD is similar, because we all read the data from the disk on sequential access. So we don't have any IO locality about this. Our locality concentrates the vertices files, and we all mapping the vertices into memory by a map function. So your problem is not a problem we focus on.
Thank you.